differently.
Welcome to RNIB's Health and Social Care Podcast, an insight-packed look into the issues that affect those living with sight loss. In this podcast, we'll share tips, stories, and speak to the experts to share the latest sight loss information.
Hi, I'm Winnie, and I'm a Training and Development Manager.
And I'm Ian Kennedy. I am the Health and Social Care Skills Development Lead for RNIB.
And we're both part of the Health and Social Care Skills Development Team. Now, today's podcast is all about the importance of accessing eye health care for older people. So, Ian, why is this important?
So, Winnie, statistics show that 1 in 5 people over the age of 75 are living with sight loss, and that increases to 1 in 2 over the age of 90. Some of the reasons for sight loss, it can be part of the natural ageing process, part of an age-related eye condition, or part of a long-term health condition such as somebody in a dementia journey or stroke survivors. I think it's important around early detection and people being vigilant. And so older people will be at higher risk of developing sight loss. And so accessing eye care on a regular basis is going to become so, so important.
Okay. And I've also heard that 50% of sight loss is avoidable. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. But only if it's detected early. So it's really important to go to the opticians, as I mentioned earlier on, regularly. And also as soon as you notice a change in your vision, go and see about it or ask for some support. Often it can be a carer or a family member who first notices a change in your vision or behaviours or how you're interacting. So it might be somebody notices you a bit more hesitant or holding the menu too close or further away than usual. So these sorts of signs shouldn't be ignored. And yeah, early action needs to be taken.
And what would happen if these changes in vision aren't reported? What could the impact be?
Over time, it can have a significant impact on the individual and those around the individual. So it could lead to a kind of loss of confidence, going out into social situations or going out at certain times of the day. It might be they lose confidence with their mobility in certain situations as well. They might experience more trips or falls. All this might lead to a kind of increased isolation and maybe not going to social clubs as frequently because they're maybe scared of tripping or falling or banging into things. So they might become more socially withdrawn. It's a kind of vicious cycle and it is hard to break. But again, going back to the original point of early intervention being so key.
Okay, so we want to help offer support and advice to encourage older people to access eye care services to help break that cycle and overcome barriers and make sure they have that early intervention. Do you have any advice for this?
Yeah, of course. So there's kind of 3 key messages. Firstly is that eye care is for everyone. In Scotland, eye health care is free and it's free for people over the age of 60 in the rest of the UK. So you should be accessing eye care on a regular basis. It should be seen as part of a kind of routine for somebody's eye health check. It's a bit like going to the dentist every 6 months. You should be going to your optician every year, every 2 years, depending on how often they recommend for a re-examination. And also that an awareness that sight can change over time and can change or deteriorate gradually. So it doesn't have to happen suddenly. It can happen really, really over kind of a longer period of time, especially with conditions like glaucoma. I think waiting until there is a significant change in your vision could be too late.
So early intervention to maintain good eye health is vital then. And I think something else really important to mention here is that if you are registered as sight impaired or severely sight impaired, it's still important to have those regular eye checks to pick up any other changes. Okay, so if you're supporting or taking a person to an eye appointment, how should you prepare? Have you got any tips for this?
Yes, there's a few things to consider. If the person's on medications, take a list of medications with you. Some medications may have side effects or contraindications that may affect the person's vision. So taking that along and making the optician aware of that is really important. Always tell the optician if there are any kind of health conditions or if a person is on a dementia journey or if they have a learning disability. It may be that the optician or the practice is able to offer longer appointments, double appointments, and will be able to adapt their practice accordingly. So it's about telling the optician and the practice as much information as you can. Also, make the optician aware of any kind of trips or falls, kind of reluctance to go out, participation in clubs, because that might give the optician a hint that there's something underlying and may kind of steer the appointment in a certain direction. If the person doesn't have literacy skills, for example, if they have a learning disability, tell the optician beforehand. There are alternative methods of testing, so it's not just always the letter chart. The opticians have got loads and loads of different tests they can use and support individuals accordingly. And also just to talk to the practice about accessibility and kind of any issues that you may have around accessing the physical environment. Again, just so that things can be put into place and adapted earlier rather than kind of causing stress or distress at the time of the appointment.
Right, so I guess you mentioned there about letting the optician know about changes in behaviour or falls, and because of this, it is really important for carers to stay vigilant, especially when caring for adults who have learning disabilities or dementia. So what should carers be looking out for? Is there anything else?
So yeah, I mean, I think signs of sight loss in people with complex needs with learning disabilities and or dementia, there's a real risk of diagnostic overshadowing. So that means that some signs of sight loss are often masked by a person's condition or their health needs. The more complex a person's needs are, the greater the risk of diagnostic overshadowing. So some of the signs that people might observe around sight loss would be some changes in behaviour or a loss of interest or hobbies we mentioned before, maybe an increase in falls or kind of knocking into or banging into things. And these things, falling over or banging into things, shouldn't be considered as a normal part of ageing. It should be investigated, and we would always recommend early access to eye care.
And what about glasses? Have you got any tips for if glasses are prescribed?
Yes, so think about the four C's for glasses. So are they current, are they clean, are they correct, and are they comfortable? Are they current? So are they most up to date? We don't want glasses from 4 years ago that maybe the prescription has changed. I know people keep spare glasses in drawers and things like that, but we need to make sure that the person's wearing the most current glasses and current prescription. Are they clean? Make sure that they are cleaned regularly so that people can maximise the benefit from the glasses. Are they the correct glasses? So don't be wearing your reading glasses when you're out and about, or vice versa, don't wear your distance glasses when you're doing close-up work. And finally, are they comfortable? So make sure that your glasses are adjusted appropriately and they fit you so there's no pinching on the nose or kind of reddening behind the ears. So make sure they're comfortable. So four C's, current, clean, correct and comfortable.
Some people may worry about the cost of glasses. Is there anything that can be done to help them?
Some glasses can be expensive. A lot of times it's down to choice. So you can buy designer frames if you want to buy designer frames, but there's often National Health Service frames that are a lot cheaper. You can get money towards complex prescriptions, so you don't have to buy the kind of big brand expensive frames.
Okay, well, thanks, Ian. And kind of just to finish up, I'll recap those three key messages then. So firstly, eye healthcare is for everyone. Eye healthcare should be part of the normal routine health check. And lastly, that early intervention is vital. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for listening to RNIB's Health and Social Care podcast. If you found this episode helpful, you can find further resources by visiting rnib.org.uk and searching for health and social care professionals. For further information and support online, visit the Sight Loss Advice Service page at rnib.org.uk/advice. You can also call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. We are the Health and Social Care Skills Development Team at RNIB. We support health and social care professionals and organisations by delivering training courses and providing skills development opportunities. Bespoke training can be offered to suit the needs of an organisation. For more information on what we do, search for us on the RNIB website.
RNIB. See differently.